KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. California's congressional delegation is reacting along party lines to President Obama's pledge to introduce sweeping gun control legislation this week. The California Report's Scott Schaefer has more from the nation's capital.
No question, gun control is one of the most polarizing issues there is in Washington. Even before President Obama's announcement yesterday, some Republicans were already saying his plan was practically dead on arrival in Congress. But San Francisco Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, an ardent gun control supporter, says the federal government needs better follow-up on people who fail background checks required by the Brady Bill enacted in 1994. Pelosi thinks Republicans and Democrats may find common ground on strengthening those checks to help keep deadly weapons out of the wrong hands.
2 million people did not pass a background check. What's the next step on that? Should there be prosecution of people who've lied on forms? In other words, when we have background checks, it has to be really a background check and something that produces an outcome.
The House Minority Leader hopes law enforcement officials weigh in, saying cops, police chiefs, and sheriffs could have leverage with more conservative members of Congress. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer in Washington.
Schaefer is in D.C. to cover President Obama's inauguration ceremony Monday. If you're a Californian in D.C. for the event, let us know. Email us at calreport@kqed.org. That's calreport@kqed.org. Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg is headed to Washington to urge the White House and Capitol Hill to get serious about mental health care as well as gun control. After the inauguration, he plans to lobby for boosting funds for preventive and early intervention programs, not unlike the ones funded by a state ballot measure he championed. Proposition 63, the so-called millionaire's tax voters approved in 2004, pays for a wide variety of programs beyond pills and housing. But critics point out California's track record of funding mental health care services is nothing to crow about. A recent op-ed for the Center for Health Reporting at USC points out half the counties in the state have no inpatient psychiatric services other than jails and prisons. Studies have shown a significant percentage of inmates suffer from serious mental illness. A messy fight is brewing in Fresno over the city's decision to privatize residential garbage collection. This week, garbage workers are doing some heavy lifting to try and bring the issue to the ballot box, as the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Yes! You need to stop!
It takes a warm hat, gloves, and some thick skin to stand on the sidewalk flagging down cars on a chilly winter night. But after 27 years of collecting trash, Tony Cruz says he's ready to do anything to make sure his city job doesn't get canned.
I'm holding up a sign here and trying to get some vehicles to pull over and sign our petition.
Cruz is one of dozens of workers out this winter night holding a drive-through petition signing event on a busy boulevard. Their goal is to put a referendum on the ballot, allowing voters to decide whether or not to move forward with the city's recent decision to privatize trash service, affecting about 150 city workers.
Are you a registered voter?
Yes, I am.
In the city of Fresno?
Many California cities contract with private companies to haul residential trash. In fact, an estimated 40% of cities across the nation do. But in Fresno, garbage workers have long been considered city employees with pensions and benefits. Longtime workers like Cruz make $22 an hour. That's a pretty good wage in a city with some of the highest poverty rates in the state.
I am afraid of losing my job. I've been here so long. I've been good to the city and the city's been good to me.
Cruz may soon be making $17 an hour instead. In late December, the Fresno City Council voted 4-3 to contract with Mid Valley Disposal, a private trash hauler that has already taken over commercial trash pickup in Fresno. Under the terms of the agreement, current residential garbage workers would be guaranteed a job with the private company for 1 year.
Do we have a 1 year mortgage? No. I have a 30-year mortgage, not a 1 year mortgage, so that's all they really promise is 1 year employment. That's it.
They're selling away services that have always done well. There's no issue with efficiency. There's no issue with cost.
Marina Magdaleno is with the union representing the garbage workers. She points to the fact that Fresno's recycling program has won top national and state awards because the city diverts nearly 3/4 of its trash from the landfill. And the department operates in the black. In fact, it has a $16 million reserve fund.
So you have a department that is run very well. They have money in their reserve. And the city wants that money. That's what it comes down to. It's raiding the coffers.
Fresno has been hit hard with sinking housing prices, declining tax revenues, and long-term debt. Mayor Ashley Swearingen says she's got to do something now about a $5 million cash flow crisis.
Given everything that's changed over the last 3 years with this recession, we have to reevaluate what government has to do and what we need to let go of and allow other qualified entities to take care of.
Swearingen says the math is simple. Under the current system, residents pay trash fees to the city that can only be used to pay for the cost of picking up garbage. But the private company will pay $2.5 million in annual fees to the city, money that can go into an unrestricted general fund and help shore up Fresno's ailing budget, saving fire and police services from further cuts. And residents will see their trash bills shrink by 17% if the contract takes effect in March.
So in the big picture, when we only have tough choices in front of us, lowering people's rates and making sure that every impacted city worker has a job with the private hauler and not having to pull more dollars from public safety is as close to a win-win as we can get in this day and age.
Swearingen says it could cost the city $1 million to hold a special election on the garbage issue. And any delays to starting private trash pickup, she says, will mean immediate layoffs and further budget cuts. As the city garbage truck rumbles down his street, Fresno resident John Hopkins says he does like the idea of paying a lower garbage bill, but he hates to think that his garbage man might eventually get dumped.
We can all use a cheaper bill, but you always have to ask yourself, at what cost does it come?
As he hauls in his trash cans from the curb, Hopkins says he hasn't heard about the petition drive, and if he's any indication, the garbage workers have a lot of scrambling to do before Friday's deadline to collect nearly 22,000 signatures to bring the privatization issue to a vote. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
That's the California Report for Thursday, January 17th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. With nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, available at www.irvine.org. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.